School begins with teaching children their ABCs. This can even begin earlier as it did for my kids. My mother-in-law was a kindergarten teacher. When she retired, she gleefully ran a little preschool for my two oldest children and their cousins. Agnes took them through their ABCs. Each time I picked up my sons from her house, they had a new letter puppet to show me. The first one was with A, and it was in the shape of an alligator, colored green and pasted to a large popsicle stick. Their faces shone as they danced their puppets before my eyes. They were all lit up by the other things she taught them as well. For the school of Grandma held instruction on the wisdom she had gained over the course of her long life. They shone brightly because of this. The foundation was laid for them to go on to school and to put the ABCs of Grandma's wisdom into action. Our hope, the hope of any parent or guardian, is to hear a teacher say, "You have a bright child." There are steps he will need to take along the path to graduation, though, steps that lead in the right direction. Those steps are more than just following the curriculum. Success after graduation will depend upon learning to be good, kind, fair, respectful, humble, and attentive to others. The steps in the right direction include these spiritual aspects. The wisdom traditions of many religious faiths teach students these steps to a good, long life. Becoming bright young adults requires hearing and applying the instructions of the wise grandmas, sages, and teachers in our lives. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. This verse from Proverbs could well be the final words of the class valedictorian speech of Glen Lyon Norfolk School, addressed to his fellow graduating students. For they are meant to be just this, final words, a send-off, a proverb for life as a student finishes her education and goes in the world to live it out. Proverbs 4, 10 through 8 began with, "My child, listen to me and do as I say." These are the words of the teacher addressing her class of bright students in an Ivy League school circa 980 BCE. Elite schools established by royal courts of the ancient world existed to prepare young people for roles in society. These ancient schools, unlike the Ivy League ones of today, took students through the steps of the wisdom tradition. King Solomon had something to do with this, and the book of Proverbs contains the essence of instruction given in these court schools from his time onwards, 980 years before Christ. When he inherited the throne of his father, King David, Solomon was visited by God in a dream, asking him what he desired. And he told God, "Wisdom above all things, God, give me wisdom." This perspective became foundational to the future up-and-coming bright lights in Israel from then on. The schools taught ethical behavior, character formation, and proper decorum for the social roles the students would fill later in life. Students were also taught the artistic use of language, aka rhetoric. And all this was designed to prepare young people for scribal or administrative, teaching, and government careers. You could say they learned the ABCs of wisdom. And Psalm 119 is literally just that, ABCs. The psalm, you see, is broken up into the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Bet, or B, is verses 9 through 16, what we heard today, what we recited today. The young person praying those verses has graduated from school and asks the Lord, "How can a young person like me keep my way pure?" "By guarding it according to your word," he reflects, meaning he will guard the way of wisdom passed on to him by the wise ones in his life, sages, parents, and guardians who schooled him in what a good long life requires. It asks of him to stay true to holy wisdom and not choose to follow in the steps of the wicked. Education for leadership in Hebrew society was founded on the fear of God, upon respect and awe for the Holy One's instructions contained in the books of Moses and the prophets and the wisdom literature, which we have heard of today. Seeking this knowledge that it might guide them to live a good long life was the mission of these schools. Wisdom says that each step you take builds upon the previous one, and any wrong step will lead you to throwing it all away. Don't even think about it, goes the proverb. Don't even put one toe out of line, or you will get off track and fall into darkness. Bright students who shine like the dawn can choose to do this, go off track at any time after they leave school. The sage says, don't. Grandma says, stick to your spiritual ABCs, my child. Guard them, for they will guard you and keep you. If you want to construct a good life, you need to take proper steps in sequence. There are no shortcuts. You ever face the temptation or desire to dismiss the steps needed to become good at something? Be honest. Take playing the guitar. I wish I could play it with all the grace and beauty that Marlon does, without having to take the steps to learn all the chords and develop calluses on my fingers. You can't fake good guitar playing if you haven't learned the ABCs of guitar chords. The same goes for watercolor painting. You have to go step by step, layering paint, letting it dry, saving the white spaces for clouds and for other high, bright spots in the landscape. All disciplines require sequential steps of learning to master the art of whatever it is you're doing. You need to, for instance, memorize the times tables before you do higher maths. You need to shape wet clay and let it dry before you fire it, glaze it, and fire it again before you have a ceramic vase. Step by step, we proceed down the path of becoming a great musician, artist, potter, mathematician. If you don't, you look the fool when your vase leaks. My child, says the sage, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a good long life. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. This sounds much like the prophet Isaiah's message in chapter 40. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. To walk in the knowledge and wisdom of God throughout one's life is to know that your strength to keep it up comes from God, who does not grow weary and never stumbles. The Lord is the everlasting God, Isaiah goes on to say. He never grows weak or weary, and he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. The creator of all the earth empowers youth and young people stepping out in the world about to face the ways of the wicked, stepping out on a wise path that parallels the path of the wicked, stepping into a world where evil people deliberately devise ways to trip you up and drag you down. Psalm 119, verses 17 to 23, of the letter Gimel, or C. There the graduate from wisdom school prays, be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Rebuke the arrogant, those princes who pontificate against me, against you and your way. Psalm 119, verses 24 to 32, are the letter Dalet, or D. I lie in the dust, dragged down and feeling low, from the antagonism and attack aimed at me to go off track, to follow another's way. I have chosen to be faithful, Lord. Please don't put me to shame. This may as well be the voices of any university student who was instructed in the ABCs of ethical behavior, character formation, proper decorum, and artistic use of language. This student behaves, is kind and generous, speaks respectfully, and writes well. She shines brighter than those who choose to behave badly, are mean and stingy, exercise improper decorum, and can't put two words together to formulate a metaphor, let alone a story or an essay. The wise students shine bright because they personify holy wisdom. It is a hard road to walk, to step into schools of higher learning where God isn't considered real or necessary in the pursuit of knowledge today. Dr. Karen Sonderegger of Virginia Theological Seminary writes, "Academic training in Western universities consists in large measure in methodological formation. That is, students are trained in the necessary conditions for adequate professional work in a field. But it is a signal truth of the Western Professional Academy that the reality of God is not considered a necessary condition for sound and respectable intellectual work. Now, the belief in God or confession of one's faith is not at issue here. God is not one of the plausibility structures of modern thought. It is not necessary to take God into account in order to pursue professional research in most academic fields. Nor would the theory and methods course laid on for most new graduate students require a section devoted to the reality of God." Now, such silence in professional training about the being of God may lead to personal atheism. But at issue is not such private testimonials or the lack of them, but rather that they are private at all. The public structure of thought in our era in the West is decidedly secular. That is methodological atheism. Now back to simpler words, hey? We here choose to believe that God is present and real in all of life, and for us to have a good long life, we need to continually consider the reality of God. We need to take hold of holy wisdom's instructions and not let them go. We need to guard them, for they are the key to life. We can and must apply the ABCs of wisdom given to us in our youth until the day we die. God has shown us the requirements for life that we do not tire or grow weary of doing, as the prophet Micah said, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. The project of our lives is always and ever under construction, or shall we say remodeling. Christ, the wisdom of God, has taught us to live to conform to the will and desire of God every step of our lives. Paul speaks of running the race, and this is another metaphor in the Proverbs there. He speaks of running the race to win the prize of seeing God face to face. God in Christ has taught us to run on the track of God's justice and mercy and humility until we run out of track. The blessed, the happy, the winners are not those who give up the race, hang up their running shoes, and go walking wherever their fancy takes them. When you run, Proverbs says, when you run on this track of wise living, you will not stumble. So parents, guardians, grandparents, teachers, aunts, uncles, stay true to the wise instructions your life has been founded upon. Learn the next wise step to take, and take it. Teach the young with confidence and steadfastness. The young person needs to know the wisdom of our Judeo-Christian teachings, that they can choose the right path and be bright students of life. Set them up for a good long life. Explore what the way of righteousness truly is, and be that first gleam of dawn for youth and young persons near you. They can only be bright lights in society through the wisdom of God, made visible and invisible in all the institutions and places of our world today. Help them, help yourself, and help each other, especially when we stumble and fall. Stay with each other in this holy track of wisdom until the day is done. Then righteousness will shine brightly in the dawn of the days ahead of us all. Amen.